You're listening to Zing Talk. I'm your host, Matthew Bosler. Let's go now to Benzinga's Laura Labasco, who's speaking with Dr. Paul Averbach, CEO of NYMOX. Here's Laura.
Could you start off by giving our listeners some background information on NYMOX and how you got started in the pharmaceutical field?
NYMOX has an exciting and promising new treatment, an experimental medicine for enlarged prostate, which we hope is going to make great changes to the unfortunate gentlemen who have enlarged prostate.
Can you talk a little bit about that drug and how it's going to make advances in the field?
People that have enlarged prostate, there's a tremendous medical need for this, Laura. The men, when they get past the ages of 45 to 50, at least half of them start to get enlarged prostate. And by the time they get to 75, 85, it's about 90% of men. And it's a real nuisance. It disrupts their lives because it makes them have to go to the bathroom all the time. It makes them get up at night from their sleep. And it disrupts their spouses, disrupts their whole life. And there really isn't a good medication available for this, and they often end up having surgery. NYMOX has developed an exciting new treatment that is very simple and very safe and seems to do a lot better.
As CEO and president of a company, as well as a medical professional, how do you negotiate your dual role as both the head of a business and as a doctor and researcher?
I think that being a long experienced medical doctor helps a lot because I can put myself in the shoes of the investigators that we work with in our clinical trials, and I have a very intimate feeling for the medical need of what our product hopefully will address. So these things go together very nicely.
So you developed some interesting products such as Alzheimer Alert, Nick Alert, and Tobacco Alert, and I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about these products and maybe, you know, elaborate on the role they've played in NYMOX's development. Kind of going along with that, how does NYMOX make itself a contender in the competitive world of pharmaceuticals? You know, do products such as these play a significant role?
That's a good question, Laura. The products you mentioned, we've had products in the past that have got approved, and they're smaller products, and they have diagnostic purposes. But in the history of the company, we've developed expertise over the years, and a lot of different projects lead to what we call cross-fertilization, and sometimes interesting things come out of different projects, and it builds up the scientific expertise, and scientific expertise always leads to good things.
On NYMOX's website, one of your stated focuses is addressing the unmet needs of the aging population. Could you elaborate on that statement?
Yeah, the baby boomers are getting older, and a whole bunch of issues are popping up. And the classic example is this enlarged prostate problem. In the past, men didn't live as old as they do now, and now living older, there's more problems like this. And if you're a person who suffers from an enlarged prostate, it really does disrupt the entire life. And the current medications, they don't work that well, and they have sexual side effects. And our new drug does not have these sexual side effects, and it works a lot better. So we think it's gonna be a game changer for the people with this problem.
What is your opinion on the current state of healthcare in America? Do you think that recent healthcare bill will achieve what the government has promised?
I haven't read it. It's I wouldn't want to comment without having read it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a big question. I was just curious to get the input of someone in the medical field on your opinion of the state of healthcare in America.
I think that one has to avoid the partisan rancor, and
mm-hmm.
I know a lot to say that, but there's two sides to every story, and you really got to get into the specific issues that are involved, and I think a lot of the issues have been exaggerated at times by both sides.
Mm-hmm. So NYMOX has been in the news recently for your rising stock value. As someone who doesn't engage in trading of your company's stock, you can give investors listening to our conversation an objective, quote-unquote, insider view of what you think the shares are really worth. Do you think there's room to go higher? And if so, do you have an idea of how much?
I think we're undervalued. Of course, every CEO would say that. Comparable values of companies with promising potential blockbusters in late stage development are higher than ours, and I think the market is starting to recognize that we've done a partnership deal with a prestigious European company,
mm-hmm.
and the market realizes that to have a deal like that, a lot of validation. In other words, they can believe our data more than they might have before, and I think that there certainly is room for improvement in the price.
Great. You know, what's also interesting is that you've never sold a share of your company, nor have you gone to the public markets to raise capital. I was wondering if you could shed some light on that.
I personally own approximately half the shares of the company, and you're quite right. I've never sold a single share. I'm a strong believer in what we do. We've been on NASDAQ since 1996, and I've never sold a single share, and I think that speaks for itself. The company does not like to do big dilutions, so we haven't gone to the public market for large amounts of money, and our shareholders appreciate that. We have very good long-term investors, and they understand that we don't print paper, as the expression goes.
Mm-hmm. You know, the discovery of penicillin, the polio vaccine, stem cell research, et cetera, you know, are examples of medical breakthroughs that represent game changers in the medical field. You know, maybe apart from your new prostate drug, what do you see as the next advance?
Well, I think this prostate drug is a good contender because the men who have this problem now, and we're talking about some people think it's over 100 million men in the world, and
oh,
that's
wow.
a conservative estimate. These men have really no choice. They can take pills that are not very effective and that lead to loss of their sex life frequently, or they can go to surgery. So our mm-hmm. treatment may well affect that so that they don't lose their sex life and they don't have to go to surgery. And that's a lot of men around the world. So
right.
we think this has a lot of potential.
What's next for Nymox?
We've got a very busy plate, Laura, and... Mm-hmm. People around here are very, very excited by what's going on. We have our pivotal trials to finish, and if
mm-hmm.
they go well, then we apply to the FDA.
Oh,
and
wow.
This drug has shown potential use in certain types of cancers at higher dosages, and so there's a lot of interesting things going on.
Good. Glad to hear it. So we're going to give you the loudspeaker now to break any news or draw any attention to anything that you feel is not getting sufficient attention in the media, or just to sound off on an issue that you care about.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have the opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think the most important thing for patients and investors to know is that we have a phase 3 medicine for a tremendous unmet need. And it's a potential new one-of-a-kind medicine, and we're doing everything in our power to move it ahead as quickly as we can. And it's a very exciting future.
Do you have any ideas for, you know, one of those catchy names for it?
The name will be given by our marketing partners.
Right.
So as soon as we have that, we'll be delighted to tell you.
So now for our final and Benzinga trademark question. What has been your best and what has been your worst investment?
Personally, I've only invested in Nymox, so that's my best one. And I hope to say that it's not my worst one.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for talking to us, Paul. It's been great having you on.
Thank you so much, Laura. It's been a pleasure.
All right, that was Dr. Paul Averbach, CEO of Nymox.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe in iTunes. You can find a link to do that right off of the Benzinga homepage. The music that you're listening to is Beethoven Virus by Banya and is available on the Internet Archive. All Benzinga podcasts are released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.5 license, and all other rights are reserved.